and they can have my things when we're dead. But we gonna live forever.
The Boys Cast, the fucking dogs are back. You know what it is. We don't know why we're telling you.
What is it?
This is, well,
it's or a, what, or is it, is the correct response what it is or what is it?
There's two parts to that. And the first part is this is a special day for all of us.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I've been making predictions. The Demi Lovato and representative of other crazies of the world.
Yeah.
I've been saying that. You know, these people shouldn't be out there talking about politics. They shouldn't be talking about, you know, what we can do as a country.
These people, you mean crazies?
The crazies. There's no situation where Demi Lovato is going to have the answer to the economy's problems,
no.
The racial strife in this country, the gender divide, and what to do about it. But what she can do is hunt for aliens.
Definitely the alien hunting. The problem with the crazies, too, is they are the most opinionated.
They're the most opinionated.
They're the ones who are like, they think they have all the answers.
And forever, you know, the college girls of the world, there was always some of them that really wanted to tell you how to run the world. But there was a good sect of them that were very focused on astrology, for example.
Oh, I love astrology.
They were focused on astrology, telling you what your sign means. They were focused on crystals, for example.
Yeah.
And these are good
love
things.
Love a good crystal.
Exactly. And they're great things for girls to be focused on. We go, listen. We go, I have something for you to solve.
Yeah.
And you go, poke over there.
Yeah. What are the spiritual healing qualities of this crystal?
Exactly. She goes, I have some things I want to tell you about the economy. And you go, I'd love to get to that, but we have a bigger problem. No. I just got this bucket of crystals.
It's not even that. You go, I'd love to hear about which crystals are going to save the economy. Just tell us which crystal selection we need to put on on the desk of the fucking Jerome Powell so that the economy gets saved. Just figure out the right crystal selection.
That's so funny.
Imagine, what would you do if you fucking
Congress?
Saw... No, what would you do if you, like, Jerome Powell, like, saw a photo of him and he had, like, the fake fool's gold that my girl got in fucking Texas or whatever?
Good for the economy.
He goes, wait, is he doing the fucking prosperity fool's gold stone?
Prosperity,
like, he's so desperate. Like, he's so backed against a corner, has no idea. Like, he's just like, I have no idea.
His wife's like, you've tried all the other things. Just try what I said now.
Try the crystal.
You know what? If it doesn't work, just humor me and try the crystal.
Try the crystal.
But you get up in front of Parliament or Congress or whatever, and you go, listen, I've
like right before, he's just holding the crystals. He's rubbing them as he goes, look, inflation is it's transitory. I'm telling you, it's temporary inflation.
It's so crazy. It just might work. I have this crystal that's about to solve it that was given to me by Mrs. Powell. Well, Demi Lovato, she's been looking for aliens right now, and she's hot on the trail. Aliens are actually, that's the thing. If you're an alien right now and you heard Demi was up, because they've been sitting comfortably, even when it starts to come out, when there was, you know, what's that place that that all the aliens were, where they...
Area 51.
Area 51, for example. They were always hot on the aliens' trails, right? But they were never actually able to crack the case.
No, and they're always like, oh, it was a weather balloon. The government's got a lot of
the government's sort of covering for them, but the government doesn't want know what to do really now that Demi's on the case, right?
No.
So Demi Lovato's out there and they were like, fuck, we've been hiding this for the people forever, and Demi Lovato is about to get to the bottom of it. So they're shaking in their boots at the government, right?
She got with there with fucking Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge's, well, he's probably so happy. He's like, finally, some of the big guns are coming out.
Yeah, he goes, I'm not a big enough celebrity.
And he goes, yeah, so this is what Demi Lovato, this is some of the updates that she's made.
You've made contact.
I have made contact. It's not been in like the ET phone home type of
right.
sense, but I have made contact by meditating and looking up and seeing things in the sky that weren't there when I started meditating.
So now that you've...
This is huge fucking news.
Yeah. I mean, stars like move and stuff.
That's the thing though.
She's the type of person who would see a satellite or like a plane and be like, look at that star right there. It's moving so fast across the sky.
She's chatting to aliens when she meditates. That's the thing. So she goes like this.
I mean, I know some hippies who believe that too, though.
They think they're chatting to aliens?
Well, there's people who are like...
They think the universe is sort of the DMT situation.
There are people who believe that, like, once you really max out meditation, it's you can make yourself essentially achieve the same state as, like, taking acid. Or DMT,
okay.
or whatever. Like, they're like, you straight up are like, you're like, I don't take acid because I can just trip. once I hit this point.
I don't need
in
to. I'm
meditation.
So good at meditating. I just go,
no, but literally, I've heard that from people where they go, like, I can make myself just go.
And then
on a
what happens is you get in touch with the aliens.
Yeah.
But it is funny, though. They go, so
or you're just breathing so deeply that you're just like so close to passing out. And you're like,
it also sort of is taking the easy way out, too, where they're like, okay, we got this new show and you're going to go hunt for aliens. And she goes, she just closes her eyes and she goes, I'm one step ahead of you. I'm actually chatting with them right now. I got them on the horn.
Found them.
Yeah, she goes.
She's like the equivalent of, like, remember that crossing over guy from back in the day when he's talking to dead people?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
all
yeah,
the
yeah.
people. And he goes, hold on, let me just chat to them. And go, they say they're good. And you go, okay, is that it? And
those
goes,
guys yeah, are incredible.
That guy was the best one.
I like the idea of just going to a medium and then make up people. You go, yeah, my like grandfather just died 2 days ago, even though both your grandfathers are alive at the time. And you get him, you get that guy chatting. They'll all give you a thing.
That guy.
That's the thing. The guy,
guys,
I only
guys
wanna,
are no. It's
you have to go to a guy one now because I've been told. I think Ricky Velez is the one who told me this that all the fortune tellers, a lot of them are just actually fucking tugs. They're fortune and tugs.
You mean the ones that like in East Village are like around?
Well,
place,
you know how you
they're
go.
They're on the street. Like
how
they,
many times have we had this conversation? We go, "How's this place in business?"
Yeah.
Well, that's how they're in business. They're all tugs.
That makes sense.
You get a fortune and tug.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I did not know.
He seemed very convinced. He's been like a New Yorker.
You know, it's weird that you would think that they wouldn't be like, you know what? We're going to give you a massage, a fortune. Like, why not bring them all under
the
umbrella?
Well, that's the thing. There you go. You know, they're I'm going to give you a massage. You're like, well, I'm going to give you. No. Yeah. Well, they should give you a massage with your fortune. But they go, you know, I'm just in your past. You go, do you see anything hard in the very new future?
Seems like honestly like a Nathan for You or something where
does
you're like, yeah,
like
you're
that.
Like, yeah, I'm like, my massage business is not doing well enough. You
no,
know,
your fortune
you,
business.
Or whatever, any of them. Have you considered adding like fortunes and tugs?
Have you considered adding tugs to your real estate empire? Your
you
go, construction business.
Yeah, you go, it turns out I'm just a prostitute
the house
now.
And tug. But they build your house for like 8 months and then at the end of the 8 months.
Yeah, yeah, like once I get all the permits, and you're like, yeah, this is the last part of it. Just
yeah,
jerk
yeah.
you off.
Just sign this form and just do one more step and the house is yours. You go, what? Don't you remember? It's our business for construction and tug.
You know what would be a good one is a notary and tug.
I like
no,
it.
Because a lot of notaries, all they really do is they're like, there's a million of them and they, you give them $100 and they have the stamp.
Why not get
right?
a tug
and
while go, you're
and,
at
but
it.
They're like, it's so competitive because there's a, like, who, how do you pick a notary, right? right? You go, well, what notary? But if you have a notary, you go, all right. Now well, that I've done the stamp.
Well, Demi Lovato has been out there talking to the aliens. And more important than that, the... probably the second worst type of girls. This is what she looks like if she wasn't. You know Amy Siskind?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Demi Lovato...
We talked about her recently.
Yeah, exactly.
We had her. We put her on blast.
Yeah, if you're watching... Well, she's the worst of the worst, right? It's almost like... Do you know the people that just 100% went all in on Trump and, you know, that now and now they're selling like freedom blank paper and it's like blank paper if you like freedom, like socks if you like the Constitution.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course.
Just all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
But it's like hers is worse, in my opinion, because she's just 100%. Like, at least the like if you like freedom guys or the Constitution thing. It's not, the repercussions of it aren't so bad.
Well, they pick a thing where it's like, it's similar to how they go the anti-pedophilia stuff where they go, what, you're like against freedom?
Exactly.
You're, they take these things where like, you can't be against them, but then they wrap all their bullshit in like alongside of it. And then you go, what, you're against freedom? And you're like, no, I'm not against, but all this other stuff you're getting pretty wacky with.
Yeah. And I'm more, even more saying just like the corniness element of it mm-hmm. rather than, but this girl, so it's pretty funny. If you check out her Twitter, she's the ultimate, she's kind of like Occupy Democrats where it's like, retreat of Trump's orange and
yeah,
then,
yeah, of course,
you know,
of course.
Quote tweet if he's an asshole.
Yeah, it's like, or like if he's orange or retweet.
That's what it
or whatever.
Is, yes, yeah, right. I messed up that whole analogy.
The little vote.
I felt like I was walking the plank as I was doing it too. I was really disappointed in myself. I should be able to do this. I was muttering on my words. But Amy's this guy. So basically there's this account like Defiant L's and all they do is repost like back-to-back people's hypocrisies.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them pop up every once in a while. Right. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm just.
What'd you just have?
You just said hypocrisies.
What's that? Uh-oh.
There's a lot of people right now who are like, hypocrisies, philosophies.
Yeah.
I can't hear that word anymore.
Nah, it is bad. Yeah.
Without
but that
wanting to spit, you know?
I know. But so she basically, she's done a whole bunch of them. Some of her biggest ones is when she's kind of coming at people being like, anyone who takes the Trump vaccine is a fucking idiot. I would never in a million years.
That's the
biggest hypocrisy thing, right?
Oh my God. Like Kamala, she's like, I would never take a vaccine.
All of them. Yeah.
And then, no, it's not even one thing. It's like the best is that they're now forcing you. They went from like, I would never, not to be like, hey, it's available. If you'd like to take it, go take it.
Right.
They went from, I will never take it, to you have to take it.
Right. So the most of the people you kind of, there's so many people in the world where you're just like, I could convince this person to fucking do anything. Like all these people. Because there's two ways to look at people like that. The one way to look at people like that is to get mad. And then or there's three. The other way is to look and get funny or to think it's funny. And the third way to look at people like that where you're just like, dude, I could fucking like run the world so easily where you go, like how easy would we have to start a cult where you go, people like that, if you had their ear for a week, you go, I could convince them of almost anything and they would die for the cult.
Oh, yeah.
And you could convince them of stuff that they thought was true a week ago is really not true for the cause right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you could get soldiers together if you want to take advantage of the fact that people like this exist, right?
I mean, it's called gaslighting. It's a very effective technique.
Right. You could gaslight them with a fucking Dutch oven of gas too, right? You put them onto the thing and then you start fucking, you go,
just 10 bean burritos deep and you go, this doesn't smell right. And they're like, no.
That's a Dutch oven of gaslighting. But she basically goes, they posted a bunch of things back to back with her saying the opposite things. And then she posted a big thing being like, these places are a hub of misinformation and they're like, they're trolls after you. And go, and they she just kept saying that they're misinformation hubs, but all they do is post your tweets.
Oh, that's the, Like, that's so like it's funny. Like a joke Twitter account.
But it doesn't even like say anything.
Yeah.
It just says, here's the two things that you said. And then she goes, this place is a bunch of posting misinformation.
The best part too is she posts that and they go, screenshot, save that for later.
Yeah.
And then we're going to post it again.
No, it's just an endless cycle.
Yeah, totally.
But you were
what
sort
did she
of,
work for?
She used to be, I was looking like at her thing a little
or something?
Bit. Some bullshit like that, but she writes for a bunch of different places. But also, she used to be like a hedge fund person.
Oh,
she's like up there in the finance world. And then she left it all behind.
Leave it all behind to, you know, change the world with her tweets.
Yeah, but you were sort of mad personally because you said you found out there's a new commercial that Santa's gay and you came in huffing and puffing.
I was like, I cannot believe Santa's gay.
So you came in, Danny came in, he goes, this is, what's next?
I can't believe that Miss Claus is just his beard.
This is what you said to me. You go, what's next? The tooth fairy's Italian? Oh, so first, this is what happens. First, they make Santa Claus gay. Next thing you know, they're making the Easter Bunny a fucking Gentile.
It's like I lost my fucking tooth, and under my goddamn pillow is just a big meatball.
So, yeah, but this was one of the ones where I think that people need to get better at not falling for these. Because, again, it goes back to my theory of finding it funny. But it's like, so basically, they did this big commercial, and this is in Norway.
For the post office.
It's for the post office.
It's like, you know what it is? Like, this is like the classic, like, you just give people, like, government a budget to do stuff, and they're like, nobody's really reining them in or anything. And
nobody's reining them in. And this is the only thing they can do where, from a political standpoint, they can be like, we're on the right side, even if you make a mistake.
Of course.
So you make a mistake and you're accidentally do something in the name of wokeness, you're like in less trouble than if you're accidentally racist.
Right.
But anyway,
I wonder if their meeting with someone was like, what if Santa's gay? And they're like, I love it. And they go, what if he's also Muslim? And they're like, probably too far.
Mm-hmm. But they came out. So people are, I think that there's a lot of people posting. I don't know if the backlash was as severe as they want it to be. Because I think people
maybe.
There's
no such thing as backlash when it's the government, though. Like, you can't, like, it's like CBC's backlash is a similar
thing. What are you going to do? Boycott them?
What are you going to do?
Boycott the post office?
What are you going to do? Not pay your taxes? Like, you're going to fucking eat your gruel and you're going to like it.
Every time you go to the post office, they have a big photo of Santa with his fucking stroking his cock.
Yeah, just like a massive, just like reindeer transplant.
He's coming down the chimney in a ball gag. That's where he's going, right? But I guess the idea for the commercial was And New York Post, by the way, is so extra. Sometimes they go, Norwegian Post puts a ho-ho-homo twist on the...
Yeah, they got good...
This is what New York fucking Post says. I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus. And then, so someone's writing to Santa Claus, and basically they're saying they're in love with them because they, you know, all they want for Christmas is Santa to come fucking give them the gears, right? And then he's
here. It's a 4-minute commercial, by the way, too.
But you know how you give Santa milk and cookies?
Yeah.
His cookies, like the box of cookies with his, he does the popcorn trick with the cookie box.
Goes, Santa's here. Go open the box.
Open the box, Santa. Oh, are you here for your milk and cookies? Yeah, yeah. It's in my fucking, right there, Santa. Grab one. Oh. You like that, Santa? Looks like two of us are getting a present this year, doesn't it?
The way they kiss in the commercial, too, because at the end they kiss. And they're like,
when you really, your fucking steam was coming out of your ears.
No, I was just like, it's just like so funny because you're like, you'd think it would be like a really like super gay kiss. And you could tell it's two straight guys kissing because they're just like,
Oh, you saw they were straight people in the roles?
Yeah.
It didn't do it for you. You wasn't believable enough for you to fucking get rock hard.
Which will be a big scandal in Norway that they cast straight people as gay.
I was doing this show this week with like fucking all Italians. Did you do that? No.
What? No.
Oh, you went to the Brooklyn Comedy Club after. So basically this Italian family rented out the place.
I was there, right? I got there at the end of it.
Full Italian family, and they rented out
They're like track suits and stuff.
Exactly, yeah, right? Yeah, so it's like, Chris Scopa, who's in a bunch of the videos, very Italian. You should have seen this guy. He knew all the cheat codes. He's going up. He's doing the equivalent of like, oh, we got Dolphins fans in the crowd. And I'll speak a little slower, right?
Yeah, of course.
But I go... He was going hard. He knew all the cheat codes. At one point he goes, you got an Uncle Richard here. He goes, oh, we do have an Uncle Richard. He goes, we all got an Uncle Dick. He knew that they had a guy named Richard in the family. It's an uncle.
Not that crazy.
It's, I don't know. He knew the cheat codes, but then I go.
No, but the Uncle Richard, like, just that's an Italian thing?
He
like,
knew.
It seems like that's a common name.
He knew that they had an Uncle Dickie, man. He knew.
Oh, Dickie. Yeah, yeah.
So then also, which I guess is an Irish thing, but for some reason he knew. He goes, maybe every family's got one. For some reason, maybe they just call him that. Yeah. I had a pretty funny thing, though. There was a dad there that kept talking or whatever, right? And I was like, oh, this guy's old. I was saying that is he putting in performances, some version of that, right? And then he goes, oh, buddy, my dick's so hard I can hang laundry on it. And then I go, yeah. And then you look at the wife and you go, hey, it's two things you won't touch. I was in like full mode, right? But anyways, these guys couldn't have been happy when they find out Santa's gay.
They were literally like, "Is like, are they like shooting an episode of Sopranos? And this is like the fucking holding for the extras or something?"
I want to tell these guys though, they just fucking show this commercial. They just come up, full Italian family, you just show this commercial. Yeah. You go, hey, what do you think of this new Santa thing? We're going to show it to your 10-year-olds. What do you think? Santa comes out, he goes,
the best would be a Guido Santa. They go, hey, how's it going?
And then, but then he's gay too.
Because like, they're like, yeah, we fucking like this. And then he goes, yo, let me fucking suck that cock of yours. They go, whoa.
Yeah, what the fuck's up, eh? I'm gonna fucking suck on that. Little Uncle Dickie, give me a fucking Dickie in the back seat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw them though. I came in right at the end, and everybody's like, "This, they were horrible."
With the new commercial depicting Chris Kringle as a gay man, the ad, which features English subtitles, has amassed 150,000 views and hundreds of divided comments. So you can say about the gay ad, basically, it's fair to say that some people liked it and some people didn't like it.
Interesting.
That's the takeaway, right?
Interesting.
Also, I think if you're going to do it this way, they should just go all in where they go, Santa comes down the chimney, he's got a ball gag in, he jacks off a bunch of guys, his beard's full of cum, he's burning flags.
And then they go, Norway's post office. Like, the best is
he rips up the Norway constitution. He's wearing 9 COVID masks. He's
send more mail this year.
Yeah, he's polyamorous. He's demisexual. His gender changes every 2 fucking seconds.
It's weird that they kind of used the post office for that too, because I guess that was more like the government just wanted to put this out, and they're like, "What? Like, who do we attach this to?"
Like, they knew we wanted a gay Santa thing,
but what government do we attach this to? And they go, "Yeah, I don't know." Like I'm sure they were like, "What?"
I think it should be for the IRS.
Yeah, like the taxes.
Yeah, the IRS. Don't forget to pay your taxes this year. Also, Santa's gay. Yeah, happy like, fucking Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Also, and then just pants to Santa. He goes, ho, 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 I'm gay.
No, this is what they should do. Santa comes down, he's gay, and then he goes, all right. And then they go, after the guy sucks him off, he goes, Merry Christmas. Santa goes, it's happy holidays.
It's happy holidays, you fucking bigot.
Yeah, so also Santa's gay, but also he doesn't, you're not supposed to say. Which, you know what the funny part about these ones are? Because they said, okay, it's an... They said post them, so the post office is an inclusive workplace with a great diversity. The company's marketing director, Monica Solsberg. So would you be able to get, predict that the girl was in charge of that bucket ad?
No, no.
She told the LGBTQ nation of the commercial, which was, that, which is funny, the LGBTQ nation being like, we love the post office now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the website that's this one? This is the website that
the person was the person marketing directors, their whole the whole game of being in advertising is trying to get the awards and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole game of getting the awards now is probably being progressive, right? Like there's no industry in the world more than advertising where they just constantly pat themselves on the back.
Yeah, I feel like they do stuff with it. I feel like I've seen this before where it's something where it's like Jesus, but then he was gay. And then they probably were like, let's make Jesus gay. And they're like, somebody's done that.
Okay, yeah.
But they're like, well, Santa's available.
Santa's available. And the Easter Bunny can be next year. So they go, which commemorates 50 years since Norway decriminalized decriminalized homosexuality. But I've been saying on stage that America's sort of like the sober friend, too. And because America's always getting mad at places like Russia that it's kind of illegal to be gay married. Mm-hmm. And they're always kind of like, oh, they should take their Olympics away, right? And stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it was only illegal in America in 2015.
I know. It was like...
So, but is that not the most American thing ever, that in 2015 it was illegal? By 2016, they were already yelling at other countries. And I've been saying that people in America is kind of like the friend that gets sober and then shows up to the party the next day. You guys are all degenerates.
Yeah, of course. He's yelling at like everyone. Found God, and you're like, you were fucking...
This is you yesterday. You did it. You post punched a hole through the window.
Yeah, of course. You're like, yeah, you hit rock bottom like 2 days ago, which is why you're like this now. We can all handle our shit.
Also there's another good one we've been saying, because do you know how I said that I have that joke where... There's basically a girl there. She was like, I was crying every day because I was actually should have been a man, and I knew I was in the wrong body. And it was like, that must suck. But if you were crying every day because you're a chick, like maybe you were born in the perfect body, like maybe God nailed it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I've been sort of saying that for a bit, but then we were loving the idea of, or me and Colin were sort of joking around. Well, imagine it was the other way of a guy being like, you know, I was born in the wrong body, and every day I just punched a hole in the drywall. And then, yeah, just yesterday, I beat my wife because the Jets didn't cover the spread, but that's only because I'm a chick.
It's just the old chick me acting up.
Yeah. So, but this is what I kind of think. If you actually are to take this at face value and go... from first principles, whenever they change characters or whatever, obviously there's some degree where you just go, there's obviously you're trying to rub this in my face or whatever, but the other part is, which ones can you actually change? And to me, I feel like if you made Santa any other race or anything like that, you have a good point. But when you make him gay, though, you go, yeah, but he has a wife and all the things.
Yeah, yeah.
So is he like in the closet? So, and even if he is in the closet, so is now Santa cheating on your wife? Like, you're sort of slandering, you're outing him,
yeah.
Because Santa's in the closet. Isn't that the whole thing? You're not supposed to out people. So Santa is getting some dick on the DL when he's, you know, he's like, oh, that was just going to get some milk.
Yeah,
like his wife's like, why'd you go back to deliver presents at, you know, Tyrone's house 4 times?
Also, he's like, it's the most wholesome. He's like the most, it's like literally Santa Claus. He like delivers.
Not the way Mel Gibson plays him, if you watch that movie.
No, I haven't seen that. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Good?
Crappy, but fine.
But crappy, but good.
Yeah, I would totally recommend watching that, but it's a hunk of shit. And he has a wife, right? Yeah.
Well, he did.
And then all the kids that
we literally last week did an article that you can be gay, and the guy was like, I'm gay, and I have a wife.
I guess that's what gave him the idea, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They move fast there. They read that article in the New York Post, and then in a week they had a fucking...
I think the Russia Post, like, they need to find, like, some other countries they're super male. Like, the Russia Post comes out with their articles, like, Santa's super straight. Mm-hmm. You know, he comes out, he's playing beer pong.
Oh, their Santa looks like Schwarzenegger from, like, the 80s. Like Santa Russia is fucking like just mega Chad.
Yeah. You know. So Russia should do their certain thing where it's like someone comes in and he won't even give presents to homos.
Yeah.
Like he slides down the chimneys and there's two guys cuddling and he goes, none of that gay shit. I mean, and then he goes, you know what you get for Christmas? A Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, remember Russia, like, I don't know if they do it a lot anymore, but remember, like, you would see, like, here's some wacky commercial from Russia, and it'd just be, like, basically softcore porn. Like, there would be, right. Like, it would be a commercial for, I don't know, like, whatever, some clothing company, and then just, like, naked chicks in it.
That would, what are you come out for?
Yeah. Straight up commercial, and now they're like,
Santa laying pipe.
Yeah.
It comes down the chimney.
That's what it'd be. It would
comes
literally,
down the chimney.
Santa comes down
pipe.
The chimney, and it's just, like, a bunch of, like, fucking co-ed chicks, and they're like, and then he just, like, rails all, it's just, like,
college
hardcore guard. Porn, and then he goes, Russia post office, send more mail, and then they just leave.
That's the Russia post office, sponsored by Vladimir Putin himself. And then he sort of winks at the camera. He goes, I got your back. Well, they go, anyways, finally unable to contain his love, they start making out, and that's when Danny fucking finally blew
they
his gasket. He called
they
his
were,
mom and he goes,
like,
you'll never fucking believe it, Santa's gay now. The Santa Black thing is funny because I would say that 9,000 comics have that joke. Mm-hmm. How many comics have the joke where they go, what if, well, Santa has to be white because you can't let a brother be coming
course,
into
yeah,
people's
yeah,
houses.
Yeah, of course.
Or, and if Santa was, and then they go through all the different Santas, right? They go, if he was this, he'd be late all the time. You know what I mean? If he was Asian Santa, he motherfucker be adding up presents.
Do they ever have mall Santas that are non-white? I'm surprised like they're not coming
yeah,
for
so,
that.
Yeah.
Like they'll have just
no,
like a black
yeah.
mall Santa?
Yeah, for sure. You think that they don't have that?
I don't know. I'm Jewish.
I mean, there's pedophiles of every race.
I don't know. I feel like that would be such a nightmare, though, if you're a family and, you know, like your kid, you have a six-year-old and your kid sees all the stuff about Santa besides this gay commercial.
Yeah.
And you go, let's go to the mall and meet Santa. And then your kid's like...
No,
that's
this is,
not Santa.
No, this is what's. Oh, I see.
You know, you can't. You go like, well, because the race.
No, but you always. I think any parents tell their kids, they go, no, that's not Santa. That's one of his boys. He's got a bunch of people.
I thought the whole thing is when you go to the mall, you're like, you're meeting Santa.
I was never told that. My parents were like, oh, no, Santa has his minions. So I'm just sitting on a minion's lap then.
So what's the point of this then? I'm getting a photo with a fucking minion?
What the fuck am I doing, Mom? I remember I had a lot of things like that. I think I might have talked about this like early in this podcast, but when the tooth fairy was kicking when I was young, mm-hmm. I put my teeth under the pillow, but I didn't tell my mom because I had my suspicions and I was like six. And then I woke up in the morning and I came back into walked into my mom's room and I was like, yeah, see, so I knew you were the tooth fairy because I didn't tell you and I didn't get any things. And she was like, why you're so weird? Like she's, you know, like my mom was
yeah,
like,
you go, you walk in, you go, busted.
I did, yeah, yeah. I came
goes,
in,
what? Right? You go, I fucking busted you.
Well, also my parents were like, okay, well, I guess you win because you don't get any more money for your teeth then.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, still, you got to pay up. You got busted, bitch. And she was just like, what's wrong with you? Like, just be a normal kid.
I remember.
And I was like, yeah, well, stop trying to pull the wool over my eyes. Yeah. I knew your fucking story didn't check out.
Yeah, why don't you just stop lying to me?
There's a fairy coming in my window, Mom. I'm not fucking stupid. Now give me $5.
I remember I had a loose tooth and I was like, oh, this is coming out. This is the only thing I remember.
Ching.
No. Where, yeah,
Danny
but,
comes out. Danny comes back into his mom's room. He's got all his teeth out. He pulled them all out.
I have my grandmother's dentures. I go, pay up, lady. It's fucking cash it out. No, I had one loose
every
tooth.
Every Jewish kid is buying. They found out you can buy teeth on the black market for 50 cents dentures. And you get $1 for them.
Yeah, your mom's like, you've lost 44 teeth this month. People don't have that many teeth. Something's not quite adding up. I don't know, but I
the Jewish kid black market for teeth.
I think it was a fucking South Park episode, like a really old South Park episode.
Oh, really?
I think so, from back in the day where they had some South Park. But like, I do remember I had one loose tooth and it was like just on the cusp of, and then I woke up, I went to bed and I was like, this is coming out tomorrow and like I'm getting paid. And then I woke up and it was just gone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Like, and I was like, I woke up and I was like, my
no money.
Got, it was in my mouth. Like I swallowed it.
Oh,
like I went to bed.
Or
it was just about to.
Your parents came in the middle of the night, took it out, and then you go, mom. And then your mom looks at your dad. She goes, never con an honest John.
Parents go, I don't know what you're talking about. When you went to bed, the tooth was gone. I remember I was like, I remember taking apart my bed and stuff too, looking for this tooth.
Right.
Where the fuck is this tooth? And then I was like, oh, you swallowed it.
Oh, that must have hurt you. You had your fucking, dude, were you trying to puke it back out?
No, but I was fucking, I was like a fucking like drug. I was like a drug mule. I was like shitting in a fucking sieve. And then I was just like, it's gotta be in here somewhere. It was like a gold fucking panhandler. I was like, come on, it's got to be in here.
A Jewish kid.
And I was like, I found it. I was like, ah, it's just a corn.
A Jewish kid just having a fucking conniption. Did your parents give you the money after all?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't remember.
They go, ah, deal's a deal. A contract's a contract.
Deal is a deal.
Okay, so there's this article on the Reddit that calls everyone low value males.
Oh,
right?
love the fucking female dating strategy.
Not like the high value males that subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah,
which,
yeah,
by the way, I have a lot of good ideas coming up for the Patreon.
Nice.
I was thinking about doing like a Zoom where we Zoom with everyone on the Patreon for like 5 minutes and release the whole thing and get
that'd be cool.
Yeah,
like maybe Tony Q&A or something.
Handle the
yeah.
Kind of, whatever. I had a whole bunch of different ideas, but moving on. The fucking this article for the that thinks everyone's bro. Low-value males. Basically, this is what they said. The worst person for ladies. What they do is they give each other advice of men to watch out for. Spoiler alert, it's most of them. And they said, this is, they have a problem with bros. They said, the homosocial or brosocial is the most common low-value male. They said, he's the guy who's very bro-focused. His priority is the love, respect, and adoration of his fellow bros.
Boys.
They're calling you low, it's low value. They go, any bro at all, rapists and abusers, they don't even care, these type of bros. They go, they can validate this guy's broness. His self-esteem and image is external to his self. And then he gets met with his needs from his bros.
Yeah.
So that's their big thing. So
yeah. Sounds pretty gay.
Yeah.
All my needs are met by the bros.
Well, this is, there's so much to unpack.
A lot of unpacking happening.
I'll tell you, I've always said, first of all, I'll say the most simple thing is what this person is really talking about is a young dude.
Yes. Or like the ultimate, like the guy who's 35 getting married, but he's like in his mind still in college. And he's, you know, like you bought a house with him, you're getting married, and like you have the wall of all like empty beer cans.
You're
like,
come on. Wall.
You're like, you know, but you're like just all this stuff.
You're still in college.
You have a fucking yield sign like stapled to the wall.
Yeah, but most
stole.
Of those guys are with a girl who was still just that also. She's still talking about her fraternity days.
But they never, they're like, she's
so he's
like,
not low value to her. That's a perfect match.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
But you are right. It is funny being the guy with the funnel on your mantle.
Yeah,
when you're 40.
You know, you're like, yeah, like just all your empty fucking like 40s. And
we and my friends, when we used to live in the Parkdale with the house with all the boys, we got rid of all the bulls and everything, and we just had dog bulls. girls who get so. It used to get girls. Honestly, a lot of this stuff was like, to bother girls.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Like, it's like one thing when you're living in a house with a bunch of dudes, but it's like,
well, this is the thing.
I don't know, you know,
they don't know how to. They don't know how to like separate that. First of all, a lot of it's to be funny, mm-hmm. And yes,
yeah, for sure.
Also, a lot of times the girl that fucking you're dating might also find it funny. Or you might stop doing it. And second of all, so the original thing where she goes, "Oh, you get all your needs met from the bros, right?" If anything, there's different needs that you get met from different people. And me and Waldo used to always talk about this, the idea that whether or not you need your chick to be your friend, to be honest, it is going to define your life. Like, if you have a girl that actually is pretty reasonable to, like, watch things and do things you like with, then, okay, then maybe you... you might not need that as much somewhere else. Like, you might be able to just have your friends have that, and then maybe you work alone or something like that. Whereas if you fucking aren't hanging out with your friends that much and your chick's not someone you like hanging out with, then you probably need a social work environment, or you probably need to hang out with your friends more. But sometimes we've even said, where it's like, you know what? You can do the chick where it's like, she's not really your friend.
It's like more, the Albert Einstein deal.
What did he say?
He like had an array. He literally made his wife sign a contract where yeah, super based, where like he would like she had to have like food ready for him, and like she like made like he basically gave her a job description on paper.
This is the smartest man ever.
Yeah, the smartest man ever. You know, I don't know, this is not the dumbest man ever.
Right. So if you are gonna be that, you probably do need, you go. But if you are younger and you're hanging out with all your friends, we used to always kind of say, is like, I don't really need the friendship thing for my friends, because I live with my dude friends. I have that settled. So I don't really need my chick to be my friend. Mm-hmm. But if your life is like, you know, you see your buddies once in a while and you're a little older, then it's like, yeah, you probably need to find fucking have someone to hang out with that you like somewhere.
Yeah, of course. I mean, some of this stuff does seem obnoxious, but for the purpose of being obnoxious.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they go, the other thing that this person is sort of saying is like, oh, this person gets all the needs from their bros. They're sort of saying everything. So they're referring to someone that is essentially low self-esteem sort of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is sort of like the B unit guys.
Yes.
So when they say the low self-esteem, like, you remember Louis's joke where it's like, there's the getting pussy guys, and then there's the one guy at the back that's always like, wait up, guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I always think it's funny when there's like a crew of like guy number seven in a crew, and we used to always call them the B unit, killer bees. Like, whenever you see three guys where you go, all these guys are guy number eight in a different crew.
Of course,
and
of
you
course.
Go, B unit.
It's our boy, fucking our boy JJ with the gross crew.
That's a different, that's not a B unit.
That was definitely a B unit.
Nah, B unit's like, a B unit's a guy that like blends in. Like, and normally, if seven or eight guys are hanging out, you probably don't even hear from him all night. He just sort of sits there.
You go, oh, he's here?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the B unit, right?
Yeah.
Like, wild people aren't B units. Mm-hmm. Wild people are a different thing. They're the wild card unit.
The wild card unit. That's true.
JJ's crew is more wild card.
Yeah, that's true. They are a collection of all wild cards.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, JJ likes other guys accurate. Like him, that they're all wild boy.
Yeah, they're
crew.
All.
Yeah, right? But the... they, when they're sort of saying this, it's like they're really referring to like low self-esteem guys, because they're a lot of people, when they're saying, oh, the bros, they're trying to get their bros validation.
Mm-hmm.
What they're leaving out is it's actually not about validation a lot of times. It's competitive. Do you know what I mean? Where you go, it's like, oh, they want their bros to like them. It's like, no, they want to beat them.
Yeah, yeah. They want to be like the top.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes,
obnoxious guy.
Even if they were talking about like getting pussy guys, right? It's like they're just doing it to like impress their friends. No, they might be doing it to beat their friends.
Mm-hmm. Another thing too that is very important context is the people who wrote this thread despises men.
They hate them.
Like literally, this is the type of woman who like would get pregnant and then get an ultrasound and they're like, oh, it's a boy. And you're like, abortion it is.
Yeah, she's cutting it out herself. Yeah, yeah.
She's like the opposite of the fucking Chinese system where they abort the chicks.
She's the reverse she's of that, reverse. For sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the people like this also just don't understand balance in anything, where it's like, yeah, yeah. So this is, they had two specific scenarios that they were unhappy with.
Yeah.
They thought they were low-value males.
Yeah, low-value males. Shout out to all the low-value males.
Shout out to the low value males.
Yeah.
They said one recent example is from the sub. the husband who allowed the worker to sniff his wife's underwear and just made the guy coffee. He didn't kick him out. Didn't report it to the company who employs him that this is a dangerous creep. So
I was like kind of confused.
How is this
about?
Did
he bring the underwear to work?
They're saying happened. So some guy essentially had a worker coming to his house to like fix some stuff and put some stuff together, right?
Yeah.
He walks into the room, the construction worker's knee deep in his wife's panties, and then instead of calling like the cops, he stood at the door, lit a cigarette, and he goes, you like what you see?
He goes, can I get you a coffee? He goes, hey, can I get you a coffee or something?
How'd you like the panties?
Good. I'd love a coffee. He goes, oh, you read my mind. I was literally just about to get you a coffee.
So you basically walk in, this guy's knee deep in your wife's panties, which is fucking insane. And they're saying this guy just made fun of him or whatever instead of reporting him and all this stuff. So the funny part, they go, he didn't even worry about his wife's safety or other women's safety. So it always comes back to safety, right?
Which is weird because what's the unsafe element?
Well, the unsafe element is when you fart and then you don't call safety.
I wonder how regional that is.
Like, I don't know. I think some people know it, but in Canada, that was the big thing.
I know in Canada, I was thinking, I wonder if that's the safety when you fart.
If you fart, if you don't call safety, someone calls doorknob. Me and Jarek were one time, we were in a chairlift once, and he farted, and I called doorknob, and just got to pummel him all the way to the top of fucking
classic,
Whistler.
Classic. That is a classic move right there.
Yeah, but it does always come back to safety, but he goes... But he did post it on social media to have a laugh about this guy with his fellow bros. Zero thought about how this guy could be a predator, and all the bros agrees it's just a funny story about a weird, sad guy. So it is that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but this obviously they're like, the takeaway is he didn't even shame him publicly.
Right? Sure. I mean, here's the real question too: is what if this guy walks in, and the guy's smelling his underwear?
And he does the same
thing.
He goes
like, holy shit, like I'm unsafe right now? Or he goes, dude, that's fucking funny, bro.
Of course it's funny. You're he's smelling the dude's
oh, for
under,
sure.
Right? It's
but,
hilarious.
But is he like, do you want a coffee?
So I think this goes back to the original part where we were sort of saying that these people can't look at anything not through a binary because they go, well, it was like disrespectful to his wife. This guy's a low value male, all this stuff. It's like, well, that depends on what his wife thinks. So they're always... They never can look at anyone and say, oh, maybe that wife's different than me. Everyone's them, like an angry... Yeah. Like, if that happened in my house, like, I think...
I'm not telling the girl.
It depends on the girl.
She would never... No, I would not... I mean, I guess it depends on the girl, but I'm like...
That's what I'm saying. It depends on the girl.
That secret dies with me and the fucking cable guy.
You would... Well, I think I don't know what I would do, but there is a scenario where I might be like...
No,
I
would probably
hey,
be
what
like,
the fuck
no,
are you doing?
For sure, I'd be like, yo, what are you doing? But I would...
I don't think I would buy him a coffee. I think I would walk in and be like, yo, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Like, if anything, you owe me a coffee.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, go, bro, put the underwear down. Go make me a fucking... Go put on
what
a
What are you doing? But I would, there is a little bit of a scary element too. I do agree where if you walk in and a construction worker's knee deep in your wife's panties and you catch him, a part of you is like, this guy could lash out.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you, I'm sure.
I feel like he's more likely to lash out if he posted on social media.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's anything construction workers don't like is being shamed online.
Yeah. But it all depends on what the wife thinks. Mm-hmm. So this specific thing, and I don't even think this is like a guy that's trying to get validation for his bros. It just depends. It's just like, this is an insane story who anyone would share.
Yeah.
And you go, there's two ways of share it. There's you share it like a mother where you go, this happened and blah, blah, blah. Or you share it when you go, pretty wild. Like,
yeah, for sure. You go, I fucking walked in. The dude's like, just inhaling like the deepest.
So when I think that is the biggest difference between dudes and girls sometimes, when dudes tell stories, they usually try to find the funny part and tell them like it's funny. And when girls tell stories, they tell it like...
Like they're victims. Like it was like the worst thing that ever happened to them.
Or there's a moral there, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Have you ever been talking to a guy and he's telling you a story? You're like, how's this funny? And they're like, it's not funny. It's just like an interesting thing that happened. I go... You know, I'm not here to hear interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got enough fucking friends who tell me interesting things. Let's go with the comedy, pal. my girlfriend's, that's what I have.
I get enough interesting things.
Yeah, yeah, I got a lot of oddities and interesting little anecdotes from the old girlfriend. Let's go with the humor, pal.
Well, that's the thing. Is always my advice to girls is just remember, tell your thesis first. Because what's the point of this story in one sentence? Is it that this person's an idiot? Is it that this funny? And then tell the point of the story first. And then if you can't, you go, well, anyway, I think you might need to go back to the drawing before you tell you. Tell it if you can't get to the bottom of that.
I mean, that'd be a pretty sick piece of advice if we had more female listeners.
No, I know. Well, I'm just telling the boys advice to tell the chick. Yeah, yeah. So you go to the girl, you go, that's like, it's the smallest thing that'll save them so much trouble. So this is example number two. And they go, the man who ruined the wedding day for his new wife, when asked if he would take her as his wife during the ceremony, he stopped the proceedings to have a huddle with his bros. So, legend.
I would just like to say, that's insane.
No one over 40 is doing this stuff. No.
Dude, that's the same. First off, that is the same kind of wedding where, like, like everybody comes out, like, you know, the wedding song is like the Stone Cold fucking theme song. It's like, and they're all coming out, and they're like, the dude's fucking ripping his sleeves off and shit. You're like, that's sick. Just like that kind of wedding.
Or the Harry Potters or whatever.
Whatever. It's like insane.
Where white trash like, wedding.
Yeah.
My dad getting married at the fucking Toronto Maple Leafs game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's kind of like the huddle where he goes, do you take? And he goes, just one sec. And then, like, you go over to the boys. You go, boys, what do we think here? Like,
I know.
Like, the whole...
It's so stupid.
I mean, first off, it's lame because it's obviously
most importantly,
planned,
they're like, doing this to go viral to some degree, too. Right. Like, they're doing it for a hot TikTok. But second of all, I think I go back to my original thesis where I bet you this chick, like, and her fucking fratty friends were also thought it was
of
fine.
Course. No, 100%. Like, again, the
I was just at a wedding and they were, like, doing kind of a little bit of this kind of stuff.
Like, the weddings where they have the Stone Cold theme song, everyone's on board. Nobody's like,
it's always young weddings.
Yeah, well, young weddings, but it's never like, what is this? Everybody's like, oh! And then like the Undertaker, when the chick comes out, bong! And it's like, oh, yeah. She's in the building!
Exactly. So they
how many weddings do you think have ever had the Undertaker music play at them?
I don't know.
Probably like a not
I've never
not
actually seen that one.
Amount.
But
I'm sure it's happened.
They I would love You May Now. No, what they should do is they go, are there any objections? And that's when the Stone Cold plays. The ex-boyfriend comes out.
That'd be amazing.
Because weddings are like sort of a funny endeavor to some degree, right? Like every speech, there's the couple girls that try to go for the heartfelt, but even then they mostly get lines in. Like everyone's trying to kill.
Yeah, and it's the easiest, like,
it's the easiest,
you know,
audience,
it's
of
easiest,
all time.
Because
everybody, people,
nobody
yeah.
wants to see you bomb.
I had a white trash, my mom's white trash, my uncle. He wore a, like, you know, the white person Hulk Hogan do-rags?
Yeah, yeah.
So he wore the do-rag.
Bald?
With like jeans and basically like a shirt. Yeah, he's bald and he wears the do-rag. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's got the skullet, actually.
Fuck yeah.
And then he went, he doesn't drive, so they were driving him home and they couldn't get him to go. And then before he went to the open bar and he was arguing with them to try to get like 7 or 8 like travelers.
Yeah, a couple of roadies. We can't just give you a case of beer.
Yeah, he was trying to get roadies from the open bar before he got driven home. My mom was having a fucking fit. She was like fucking, she left in a bit of a fucking dizzy.
Yeah, she wasn't happy about that.
Nah, he wasn't stoked. But yeah, they go. But he did post about it with social media. The bros all agree. This is no, that's the other one. Sorry. They pretended to publicly assess the wife's worthiness in front of everyone. Well, everyone laughed. And then they pretended to all agree that it was okay for him to marry her. Legend. 100% this is the type of girl that fucking chugs beers and shit.
For sure.
No, there's no way this is like...
First off, he ran
Kim
this
Kardashian.
By, this was planned. This was like, there was like a run of show or whatever. This was
of
like,
of course,
on
they
do
a fucking,
thing.
Yeah. He goes, I'm going to do this funny bit. Yeah. You know what? And by the way, 90% of weddings, all the jokes are the expense of the guy.
Of course.
90% of the jokes are, oh, she, like, he doesn't deserve her. Yeah, the whole theme of the wedding always is the guy doesn't deserve her.
Yeah, it's never like a roast where it's like, can't believe Tom's marrying this fat pig. I'm just like, what?
90% of weddings is that, right?
Yeah, of course.
they're always giving the guys the gears.
But also, this chick who's writing this, like, there is this element of, like, not knowing, like, wrestling's real, where you go, like, you know, like, this wasn't spontaneous.
No,
that's what I'm saying. She doesn't
know. They
think
every girl's them. That's the thing. They think every girl doesn't have agency.
Yeah.
And they think every girl's them. You go, you girls shouldn't like this. They go, yeah, there's lots of different types of girls. And this girl probably thought it was funny. And if she didn't.
Also, you're going to die alone. So maybe take a fucking clue from the women who are going to have.
Yeah, I wouldn't
get
do
married
this.
And have kids.
But again, if I was 21, I might. Now, I wouldn't do this kind of shit. Dude.
No, of course not.
Yeah, it's like funny fucking kid shit.
Yeah.
Instead of publicly declaring that he wants to marry her and that he loves her, he made it all about his bros having a fucking bro laugh. To be honest, all your bros fucking came to the wedding. Everyone came to the wedding And you do have to fucking at least give them a laugh. That's the least you could do. Remember it came to your stupid wedding.
For sure.
They're all about having a laugh. So watch out for bro social men. Is his primary concern always what his buddy thinks? So A, they're mostly kidding. B, it's mostly young men.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the thing is, once this gets an old thing, it's sad.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty sad. Unless everyone's in on it. And then if you're any sort of like external spectator, you're like, this is really sad. I guess there's nobody
I'll tell you what it is. If you see a guy that's like 50 fucking doing the huddle with his
like on his fourth marriage. And he goes, all right, this is, you know, fourth down's a charm, but let me just run it past the boys. First three didn't go so hot. Can't really afford this wedding, boys. Bring it in.
Anyone doing that kind of shit too old is funny. Unless it's like, that's the joke.
Yeah.
That like we're way too old to be doing this.
For sure. Yeah. I guess. But you're like, I don't know. Like the wedding fucking like the ceremony. It's like the ceremony's 10 minutes. It's like, it doesn't need fucking comedy.
Yeah, your dad dude. Doing this on his second marriage. Yeah, it's like, with his college friends.
Yeah, like requires zero comedic relief. It's the ceremony.
I would feel definitely weird if like at this age people come in, they go, huddle in. Like, do you think I could have her? Do you think I should be with her? I go, let's just get your wedding over with, buddy.
It's like a woe with your last name. I go, everybody bring it in. And you're like, I don't.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, fellas, we're taking a quick break here to tell you about one of our sponsors, Bespoke Post, new sponsor, boxofawesome.com. And if you haven't checked it out, this is very cool. So this fall, get back in the swing of things with Bespoke Post. It's here with a new seasonal lineup of must-have Box of Awesome collections. And if you go check it out, it sounds weird. They really are very cool. And you can mix and match. And basically, you get a box. So it partners with small businesses and emerging brands to bring you the most unique goods every month. So no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. From autumn craft beers to cozy threads, camping gear, essentials, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. And you can mix and match. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com and your answers will help you pick the right box of awesome stuff for you. They release new boxes every month. Across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel every time, and they send you them. Honestly, I kind of didn't know what it was. I went and checked it out. I thought it was very cool. I got ones coming now. Each box only costs $45, $70 worth of gear inside. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting a small business. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. So get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the promo code BOYSCAST at checkout. boxofawesome.com/BOYSCAST for 20% off of your first box. And secondly, we're going to tell you again about Bowl and Branch. So as you know, this is high-value mail sheets.
Oh, definitely. If you do not have fucking sheets on your bed, that is the most low-value mail. There's currently in that mails. Subreddit, they're like, this guy didn't have fucking sheets on his goddamn bed.
You're called low-value males right now. We spend one-third of our lives in bed, and it also makes a special gift. So this is what you want to do right now. The gift everyone wants is a better night's sleep. Bowl and Branch never disappoints with the highest quality sheets, blankets, pillows, throws. Plus, the holiday packaging makes your gift look and feel special. So me and Danny both have them, and I recommend them personally as a gift for anyone in your life. It's a truly special gift. They'll be pumped every single day, and then you get to be the high-value male that shared your high value. You're basically like a person that runs a help group for men to become other high-value males because you're sort of passing it along. It's a husband and wife team that founded Bowl and Branch to create a new standard of bedding by doing things the right way. They're buttery soft, lightweight, and made with 100% organic cotton weave that feels incredible in all seasons. Comes with a wide range of colors and sizes, from twin up to the California King. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the new standard of bedding with Bowl and Branch. Their gifts come wrapped and ready in the special holiday packaging. Order by December 19th for guaranteed delivery by Christmas, so you got a little bit of time. Get up to 20% off your order from December 3rd to 5th with promo code BOYSCAST. So get that right now, bowlandbranch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com, promo code BOYSCAST. See site for details. Some exclusions may apply. Now, let's get back into the episode. Woo! Speaking of fucking, speaking of what we were speaking of before this article, the government doing stuff.
I just like to say I love the government.
Danny loves the government. I personally don't love the government.
I love the government.
Yeah, and you don't know this, but Danny calls big, huge cocks the government.
Damn it.
He calls his ex-boyfriend the government.
The government.
Oh, the government's just coming over. The governor.
The government's really fucking me. You go, yeah, you too? Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But this article got sent to us from a lot of people.
Oh, I received this a lot.
Yeah, so the CBC basically wrote an article, words and phrases you may want to think twice about using.
This one was, because I'm like not a defund the CBC guy, like one of those virulent.
What do you give them, extra funding?
Extra funding. No, but I'm not like, you know, people, they're like a lot. You see some people online, they go like, see any post the CBC makes and they're like, defund the CBC.
Okay, what are you?
And I'm like, you know, I don't love
Q-ets it. Q-ets like that. They don't like the CBC.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are like that. And I'm like, I'm fine if we would slash their budget by, you know, a solid 80%. I don't know if we need to get rid of them entirely. I don't want to give them more money, but I'm not like, my identity is not, I'm not constant everything I see. This is the one
where we don't even live there anymore. What do we give a shit?
I know, but this is the one where
the BBC kind of does the same shit. But.
Yeah. But this is the one where I go, yeah, maybe this tax money is not.
What do they have? PBS here? Is that?
But it's PBS is a public broadcaster. It's not state funded.
Right.
That's why they're always constantly like begging for money on TV. Right. Because they actually don't.
Do you know
they
get some money. The problem is with these. I was thinking about this in general. It's so much easier to get into bad situations than it is to get out of bad situations. So the problem with all these blogs and all these places and all these government things is they got into a situation where they replaced their whole staff with people that are into this sort of thing. They replaced, you know, they added 90 jobs that don't need to exist in the HR department. And it's like, everything is just, it's so hard. I was, even when I was filming with Danny Mullen in Los Angeles, we were talking to this like homeless guy and there was like the tents everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And you can sort of say what people should do to get rid of like the homeless problem. But all you can really do without being a huge asshole, like, and do unpopular stuff is keep it the same. Because even like, this guy was sort of saying, it's like, oh, they had this homeless shelter and they all lived there and he had this fucking tent and they had all their electricity. And then the Newsom government was trying to fix it a bit. So they came and like shut the power off that they're using. So it's like, you have to legitimately go and, you know, like,
yeah, I mean, especially against the homeless, like, you're just like
them out.
Seen as, well, that was the same thing in
Trinity Bellwoods. Yeah.
Trinity Bellwoods, where they were like, hey, we're offering you all like, you know, accommodations, all this stuff. And then people are just like, we just don't really want to go there.
It's so much harder to get out of.
Like, and they go, okay, well, like, we gave you this option. And they go, we don't want it.
I know.
Even though, like, any outsider would think, hey, like, that seems better than this.
You get a good deal.
Yeah, it seems better than what you currently have living outside in tents. And they're like, no, we want this.
Well, they're fine there. Yeah, and they want to do drugs and all the things. There's precautions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, even getting into a bad relationship, getting out is such a nightmare sometimes. Getting in is like
easy.
That's why I never make any moves. Be very hesitant. Yeah. We used to always call Jerk a defensive specialist. We go, he never acts, only reacts.
Only react.
Be a defensive specialist. Firing an employee that's bad, everything. Yeah. It's all bad situations are so much easier to get in.
Oh, for sure.
And they're hard to get out, you know?
100%.
But this is what so the words and phrases, they have someone, they come at you. Some of them you've heard before. But
wait, are you going to give our audience a trigger warning or just?
Oh, you know what I'll do?
Are you just going to go straight into this?
Well, you know what I'll do before I do all of it? For the audio and blind listeners, I am 6'3", fucking massive dong. You can see the imprint. If you weren't blind, you'd be able to see the imprint around the calf even.
Yeah, it's eight rolled up socks.
yeah. I tuck the dick into my socks. It's 12 inches from the ground.
You know what, too? CBC probably watched that Microsoft thing.
When I'm lying
thing,
on a roof.
Microsoft thing, and they were like, duh, why aren't we doing
why
this?
Not
like,
doing
they're probably
this.
All doing that now. That's probably
my buddy who works in a corporate environment. He was saying he had a Zoom call where they basically called it like just a, what did he say? It was just like a fucking massive like onslaught of just like they came out, they did the land acknowledgement, and then they did the pronouns, then they did their like blind thing, but it was like a Zoom meeting for six people and they all knew each other. And using
because
we all know each other and everyone knows we're not all blind. Yeah.
Well, that's what it, you know what it is? That's kind of like gives me the like the communist like Russia vibes, because they're like, but we don't know who's watching us do this. Right? Like the problem is they're not even doing it for them.
They're not.
They're just like someone might be like find out about this.
That's exactly
like they're like, so one of us might be a rat.
That is what it is. Yeah.
And so one of us could be like, you know what? I can kind of like elevate myself slightly by ratting out the people who don't
beating
do it.
Them to
and
it.
Then it becomes this game theory thing where we're like, we all have to do it.
Yeah.
Because if one of us doesn't, then we could potentially like fucking get the
that
get
is kind of what it is, know? Right?
So then nobody can trust anybody. You're like, you don't trust you. Probably like those people are at dinner and they go, they're doing land like with their kids and family, just like land acknowledgements, pronouns. It's like,
hey, how's it going? How's it going with you? And then who's gonna fucking not do it?
Yeah,
Ryan, that, he, him. Oh, okay, Danny, he, her. Ryan. Oh, okay, interesting. Ryan, 6'3".
It's like Trevor. How was school today? And he goes, school is a go. Okay, and he goes, Trevor, he, him, I just want to acknowledge that this territory is ceded from the...
Know what the funny part is, though? What I was sort of saying to him, even though it's the craziest one, saying, hey, I'm Ryan, I look like this or whatever, that is the, to be honest, the only one that I... that's the one I'm most willing to do, because I acknowledge being blind is a real problem.
Of course.
I go... I'm not doing a land acknowledgement before I do things. I'm not going to, you know, say my pronouns. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I go, if someone's blind, I actually wouldn't have a problem with describing what I look like to a blind person.
I mean, I'm fine with doing it as women of all shapes and sizes have to do it too. Honestly.
They're not the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, at what point you go like, okay, well, like, okay, what's your weight?
Yeah.
You know, you're go, I'm blind, right?
The girls
Ryan,
have to
Ryan
say
goes,
their
Ryan goes, I'm a... I'm a white man. I'm 6'2". I go, okay, that gives me a bit of the picture. Wait now, please.
How funny is this, Danny, though? You meet up with a girl and you're pretty sure she's putting on weight. So you bring your buddy who's blind out. And you go, oh, hey, this is my blind friend. If you want to just describe. And then she goes, oh, I'm Susan. I'm, you know, 6'3". And you go,
he doesn't really have a good idea of what you look like, Susan.
You wouldn't mind?
She goes, I'm wearing a red dress. And he goes, mm-hmm. What size is your dress, Susan?
We're going to need the pounded, Susan. your blind friend's in on it. But it's just your boy with sunglasses and a stick. And he's like, you mind if I get the poundage? I'd be more willing to do that one. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you know there's fucking blind people, I guess. Yeah.
Well, if you got that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. No one, if I go up and then I go, I'm not saying I don't want to say my pronouns, and you go, you're putting people at danger. I go, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
But if someone's blind and they go, hey, we're blind, if you wouldn't mind describing yourself so he knows what you look like, you can put like a face to the name or whatever in his mind. I go,
sure.
I wouldn't go like, fuck him. I would go, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But
I thought the whole point.
I'm not going to do it on, you know,
yeah.
Constantly.
I guess that was like originally they would just touch your foot, you know, they'd be like.
If it's an alternative, it's you go, yeah, that's the thing, yeah, the blind so person. Like,
the other option is just doing this to your
well,
face.
The other option is touching your face. So then he goes up to the girls, touch the face, and he goes, okay, and what size are the boobs? And she goes, I'd rather not. And he goes, oh, we can do it old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned lady, I like that, honk. That's not what I meant.
Oh,
he goes, all right, well, if we could just do the land acknowledgement, we can get started then.
How old-fashioned are we? All right, let's just cup check. Do a cup check here.
And, and then we can get on to business.
Let's get on to the land acknowledgement. They said... Have you ever casually used the term spirit animal, first world problem, or spooky? It might be time to rethink the phrases and remove them from your daily lingo. So spooky, Spooky's out.
Spooky's out. That's the first world problem is like the ultimate, just like kind of like, you know, basic chick thing too. Where
they're all
like,
chick things. Yeah, so yeah. This has nothing to do with us because they go, listen, I'm never saying spirit animal.
Yeah, I don't, exactly. They're all like, they're like memes. The only people who are really affected are the type of people who have like live, laugh, love on their wall. Like those are the people who are being most affected by this.
Well, the problem is with all things, this is what I always say. I'm like, listen, you're allowed to fucking tell me people can say, okay, don't do this or don't do that till the cows come home. And then they can use you're in trouble if you do it wrong. But really how you actually change people's opinions is giving them something cooler.
Ryan,
right.
You're not allowed to say until the cows come home though. That's that's discriminatory.
Do our listeners' moms?
Against vegetarians, vegans.
Oh, that's true.
As right? well as the fats.
I apologize for cows come
up. Yeah, I can't even fucking believe you'd say that. But okay, I guess you've learned nothing.
All right. I haven't read the article yet.
But
that's
this
the problem.
Like, this shit is like, because CBC is part of the government, you're like, how long until this gets into like a school?
Soon.
Like it's literally an extension of the government. And you were saying like how this is crazy, but like, and you know how the CBC got caught up with this or whatever. But the problem is they were always so far left to begin with. Like it's never like they were central and then are centrist or whatever. And they're like, oh, we're going to bring in these like kind of like woke, like college people. And then it's like, they were so far left. And then they're like, we need to bring in like the farthest people on the left. And now they're just like, yeah, you can't say cows come home.
They did go all in.
Like, I can't believe someone wrote some of these things. I mean, the main one that I thought was the craziest.
Well, let me just say what I was going to say for a second, because the spirit animal thing, my whole point is most of these, it's like, well, give me a better phrase. Mm-hmm. You can't just take people's language away and not replace it with anything. There's a lot of things that do get replaced with something else. But even with when you're like, oh, don't be this type of guy or don't be this. The best way to show people that their ideology is stupid or the thing is do something cooler.
Yeah.
That's how music gets changed to a new thing. There they go. This is cooler. That's how fashion changes, right?
Yeah.
So they're like spirit animal and powwow. They go, oh, you can't use these words because they're different cultures. And they go, solution, alter ego, or soulmate. And you go, yeah, that doesn't mean the same thing. If a girl's like, oh, this guy was, that woman was my spirit animal. Who they might they say that about?
Like Christina Aguilera.
Aguilera is my spirit animal. They go, oh, well, Christina Aguilera is my soulmate. It's like, well, yeah, that's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Also, for them
at all.
Like, you know, a lot of these things are
or
like,
my alter ego. Or, well, that's not, no, that's she's not, not your no, alter
she's
ego.
Not, no, she's not your alter ego.
So it's like, this is the kind of thing where I go, you know,
plus okay, a lot of these people are like just fucking who use these things are like old. Like imagine like you go to some dude 60 year old from Sudbury and you go, hey, you can't call like the fucking guy at the gas station chief anymore. And he goes, yeah, well, I am. So what do you think? I'm like changing that now.
Did you see, Dave, remember when we were in LA, me and Danny were at the restaurant beside our hotel. And there was this gay dude.
That was so funny. He was like non-binary, probably. He was
a very androgynous, non-binary kind of guy or whatever.
He's like short hair, but he had like fucking like.
And then kind of without that, like I wasn't trying to do this on purpose, because. But he.
Me and JJ were laughing about that.
Actually. He gives me the menus, and I go, "All right, thanks, buddy. Hey, if I could, I accidentally called him buddy twice, just because I kind of always call people buddy, and I'm like, hey, do you mind if I get the menu again, buddy? And then like I guess he was like seething. Fucking hey, bud.
Yeah, and we were like in West Hollywood, so it was like pretty like tons of just gay people. We're in West. Like, yo, buddy. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, he just had to take it.
Yeah, and he goes,
he didn't flip out.
No, he was cool. It was whatever.
But yeah, I called. It's like clearly that guy's not like being called buddy.
I feel like anything that's not like that's inside a service like scenario like that, you can make up for it as long as it's not malicious with a good tip.
Yes,
like as long as you don't say something crazy racist or whatever. Like
some people probably go blog about it, but
yeah, but I mean,
they go microaggressed today. Yeah, someone called me body
on fucking female dating strategy.
Yeah, well, I'll see. It was interesting to see what they replaced spooky with. Like it was what's in a replacement for spooky?
I don't know. I was thinking creepy, but no, it's not creepy.
It's not creepy.
No,
that's the problem.
Scary,
right?
Scary, I guess. Scary is,
but scary is different. Scary is like higher than spooky. Scary's like you're scared. Spooky's like it's a little spooky.
Yeah, yeah. There's like some. Yeah, I don't know.
So they said, etymology is the study of the origins of words and the way their meanings change over time. The fact that you said it oblivious to the etymology doesn't automatically make you a bad person. So the thing you're saying the worth, but there's two parts of this. One, so they're saying if words change, they go, you know, the fact that you said it obviously doesn't, you know, just oblivious to this new thing doesn't make you a bad person. And then it's like, okay, so if they say words change over time, that's kind of the argument. Well, then shouldn't that defeat their whole argument?
Yeah, of course. You go, then they've changed and they don't mean this anymore.
Because they're, you're right, they go, well, it's changed because it used to be okay to say and it's not. And you go, yeah, and it's also changed where it used to mean this and now it means this.
Yeah.
Like, their whole argument is sort of circular in that way, right?
Yeah, also, I don't want the fucking CBC telling you what words I'm allowed to say. Like, fuck
the
off.
Government should stay out of the word detail.
Yeah, like, again, you're right. Like, I mean, it's the Jordan Peterson thing.
But it is the government.
It's like the government's being like, here's what words you can say from, like, a fucking 22-year-old chick who just graduated university.
And then the other part, where they go, etymology. So it's like the fact that there's like they're like associating this with like a study, mm-hmm. whether you can have like gender studies, philosophy, etymology. There's gonna be with PhDs and telling you which words you can fucking
absolutely.
Say. You know what I mean? There's a name for this now. Where by you the go, way, I was, I'm an etymologist. What does that mean? Oh, you can't say mean anymore. Yeah, That's an example.
I was watching this though and like reading this. Sorry, and the one thing I took away is being a fucking anti-racism trainer would be such a sick job.
A
right
plum
now.
Gig.
Because you're like, they go, yeah, this pays $20,000, and you go, you just like you do the thing where you just don't say anything. You go, $30,000. You go.
Well, like, you're accusing them of being racist.
Well, you just, whatever. It's like they're just on it. The moment they're hiring you, you have like so much leverage.
Power. It's
like
the you're best like, gig.
Yeah, they're bringing you in. You go, like, imagine firing the anti-racism guy. Yeah, good luck with that. That's a fucking position for life.
Dude, it is a powerful position. Yeah, what are you he's higher than the CEO.
Fuck yeah, he's removing the CEO.
That would be a good TV show, though, like a fucking corrupt, like, anti-racism trainer that's just like a fun dude.
Just like one of the Black MAGA dudes who just like fucking he's secretly like a Black MAGA guy, but then on for the day job because he's a real
I'm almost even more thinking, you know, like when they have the asshole finance guy shows sort of, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, he's the protagonist but it's like an anti-hero, so a guy that's just an anti-racism trainer but he's like fucking all the chicks,
oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean,
yeah, yeah.
just like a bad boy
that, I mean that,
doesn't give a shit about the thing, he knows it's
dude,
a fucking hustle.
If you think the guy from this fucking the Joseph Smith, the anti-racism trainer that they spoke with, isn't crushing
Sniz.
Fucking white Sniz. You are.
Yeah, he probably is crushing white Sniz. That's
but that's
position
that's,
that you
that's
fucking
his kind of like the thing that he that's his dark secret, probably, no pun intended, is that he's actually like he can't be like seen.
It
like
might a, not be a black guy though. It could
no,
be
it
another
is,
race,
it is.
Right?
No, I saw.
Oh, it
it's,
is.
It's, they have a photo of him in it.
Oh,
the
okay.
Thing. Good look, Joseph Smith. Good looking black guy.
Oh, good looking. He's smashing, eh?
Smashing.
Smashing, God.
Fucking smashing, bud.
And they're like, you know, you need to unlearn your racism, baby. Where, oh, do you want to come into a private session of unlearning? Where do you want to have a fucking, these are
yeah,
called.
Yeah, it's pretty racist if you don't fucking go out for dinner with me.
Yeah, I have some. Oh, wow. You don't want to go to dinner with a black man. I mean, I'm sure your boss would love to hear about this.
Yeah, who's kind of like,
but they have,
who I'm kind
the
of
problem
their
boss,
is, so.
They probably have one of each, right? So they have the anti-men, like the anti-sexism person too. So then the black guy's like, maybe you go to dinner. And then the anti-sexism's like, excuse me. And it, like they're all at war. Like the anti-sexism trainer and the anti-racism trainer probably
yeah,
at war kind of, with each other, right?
Yeah, they're kind of just like hoping that race and sex, like, you know, they're just like,
they
hope
probably,
everything wins.
They sit at the opposite sides of the corner of the office and they just glare at each other. Like every meeting, the guy's like, hey, I just want to make some changes to the copy in our press release. And then she's like, well,
I've been noticing a lot of racism. And go, I've been actually noticing a lot of sexism. So I guess it depends which one we care about. And you go, we care about both. And, you go,
and then there's like an indigenous one too. Like,
yeah, well, half of the people in the world are women, but they're not half the people are in.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you do the math, you go, okay, well, even if your grievance is 60% less, there's a double the amount of people, so it actually even
I don't I think
the
they're
sexism
coming out
trainer
with
that, isn't doing math.
Not that kind of logic, no.
Sexism trainer yeah, isn't
sexism,
doing math.
Yeah.
So they said, that's going to be a bad degree to have, though, when people coming out of school with your etymology degree.
Yeah. But you know what? It's not a bad degree. Anti-racism trainer. I bet you could get your accreditation in like a weekend.
There's probably a lot of people trying to go for those jobs. And hopefully, yeah, they are.
But you get it in a weekend, though.
Mm-hmm. You just sort of read one article. Like, okay, what is it's that? Like I have a degree. You're in the job interview. They go, okay, so what do you have a degree in? I have a degree in sort of etymology. What's that? And you go, oh, just talk for a bit. And they go, oh, hey, how are you? And you go, okay, that's racist towards natives. Hey, how are you? And you go, okay, well, that was an example of what that the kind of services that I could provide for you.
I mean, every I would guess that every non-white life coach has basically moved over to anti-racism because like they're both equally kind of useless. But like you know, there's just like all the life coaches. Coaching where everybody's like, oh, I'm a life coach. And you're like, your life is a mess.
Your life's a mess.
Right? And they're like, yeah, well, it was like I got an accreditation in a weekend to be a life coach. Like,
gumball
it's like,
machine.
Or whatever. But it is like that. And they're like, you know what? The life coaching thing not working. But
well, this one.
Anti-racism.
They come in. They go, a little bit of. I noticed there was a lot of black people there. And they not a lot of white people in this office. And then they go, okay, you're hired. When do you start? And they go, I just did.
Yeah.
So that's. They go, It's not so much about political correctness. I think it's more about empirical accuracy, that's what they said. And you go, well, if it's not about political correctness, then like why do people get in trouble for it? Like if it was just, oh, you said that word wrong, do you think that people would be getting fired for accidentally using a word wrong? Obviously, it wouldn't be that big of a deal if it's like, you know, it's not a big deal. It's just, you know, you're using the word wrong. And the only thing I will say, out of all of these, the only ones that I sort of feel like I agree with a bit is when they have like the slave where you go, that was like a slave term.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those where they were like, do you know what I mean? Where they go, sold down the river or whatever.
Sure.
And you go, that was like slaves.
I mean, again, I will say this
but
too.
But maybe it was for other things too.
Nobody who's not 50 or over uses half of these things. These are
That's
all
a thing too,
things
right.
where you're like, yeah, I grew up. I learned this term when I was a kid, and the person I learned this from was born in the 1800s. Like, I heard this first from my grandfather who was born in the 1800s.
Right.
It's a term.
Well, they didn't like grandfathered in either, by the
well,
way.
Well, yeah, that's a grandfathered in. I mean, the funny one was the ghetto. They go, you can't say ghetto.
They didn't like ghetto.
But they made it a Jew thing. They go, the word ghetto also has a painful historical root in Europe during the Holocaust and was likely derived from Jewish settlements in Italy centuries ago. You know who I've never heard have an issue with the term ghetto? Jews,
yeah,
ever in my life. I've never heard that.
Well, I think that what they want you to do.
I mean, and again, I know who they're actually have an issue with the term ghetto. They're just trying to not be on the nose about it.
Of course.
Because obviously it's no
pun intended.
Yeah, but like, yeah. But no Jew has ever been like, I'm sorry.
Do you think Jews have ever gotten mad and say, we don't want you to use the term on the nose?
I mean, that's probably up next.
You know what?
Dude, there's literally a fucking baseball player on the Red Sox whose name is spelled K-I-K-E, but it has an accent. Kike Hernandez. And it's just like, whatever. That's how he spells his name. He's from a different country. But it's like, when you see the thing, it says Kike Hernandez. And you're just like, whatever. It is what it is.
Pretty funny.
It is. I love it. I'm like the only one who's just like, I don't know. It's hilarious. But
well, apparently the solution for ghetto is you can still say it, but you just have to whisper it. You go, the guy's from the ghetto.
So even worse.
You go, guy's a little inner city.
Yeah.
So what if you just whispering
them? Makes it way worse. You go, whoa.
Yeah, they don't like the ghetto one at all. So.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cried.
They said blackmail, blacklist, and black sheep. And so basically any term that like makes black negative or whatever.
But, which is a problem because that is literally as old as storytelling.
And as old as, and in very much not with race, right?
Yeah, well, it's just like black, the darkness, white, the light.
It's not black, though. It's the absence of light, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. But so it is that where it's the absence of light, the idea of, yes, like sun is better than being in like a dungeon in the absence of light.
Mm-hmm.
None of our skins are actually white or black.
No.
Like our skins are all like different shades, right? Like there's no black person with the absence of any color in his skin. And that's why, you know, there's the people have like the yin and yang and every culture's, you're right, had that, have some version of darkness
and light.
Yeah,
but that's like for, exactly. But that is as old as the first story that was ever told is like, you know, black, bad, white.
And then on top of that, you could say that the devil's red. So should you get, you know, I mean, that's what the old thing was. Natives used to say their skin was red or whatever. Like everyone, they always say, right? There's like every or whatever Asians, they would say, like if you were to yellow, if you were to try to put them all into like categories or whatever, Jews is green. And, but the, But the none of the skins are actually that color. But if you were like, oh, cool, the devil is red. Why is that? And it's like, because of fire, obviously.
Plus it's dark down there.
Exactly.
But like, if you think of hell, you go, the lights aren't on in hell.
Well,
it's dark.
No, they don't pay their bills, right? That's why they would go to hell.
Bunch of fucking delinquents.
They're delinquent on their hydro bill. That's why we went to hell. Did you know that this is what they proposed, though? They said the alternative tech industry is now moving away from the whitelist and blacklist, and they're replacing it with terms like blocklist or denialist.
Which is, honestly, that's fine. If this is the thing, though, is I want this person to be like, okay, there you go. Shut the fuck up.
They won't, though.
But that's the thing, is there, it doesn't end here.
It never ends.
Like, that's more the issue, is it never
Show
is
me
going
something cooler.
Like, yeah, sure, change the blacklist to the blocklist. Great. That's fine.
Blackmail. So you go, well, what's the, they have a blacklist, but what are they doing for blackmail? What's the term for that? What's the term for black sheep of the family? Give me a better one.
Imagine
he's
like
the crappy kid of the family.
A cop is like trying to fucking, he's like, there's a crime or something. He goes, and we got a, just don't worry.
Deny mail.
Because that, they're going to, but it'll probably be like.
We have a block mail.
Block. Yeah, block.
Male?
No, you go, what'd you say? But again, this is the same type of person who's going to be like, you can't say male or female. More like female, probably. But that's next on the chopping.
They must hate the band, The Darkness. They go, the issue here, there was a DJ recently that changed their name that made a big stink about it. I couldn't remember. Fuck. They go, the issue here is that all these negative terms, said Joseph Smith, the anti-racist trainer, connotate evil, distrust, lack of intelligence, or lack of beauty, the absence of white. So that was with they want to get rid of all that. Spook, the term spooky, used to sometimes refer to as a ghost. They said that used to be a derogatory term when you call someone a spook, a soldier in World War I. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm on board with all these things. Not necessarily, but I go, I will say, because it does fall apart even in their own system of why all the words have to get replaced, because if you go words change, then words change. But you have to provide something better. They haven't done, you know, they always tell you to do the work. You have to do the work.
Yeah.
You go, do the work to find me some new words. Because that's the only way I can replace. As soon as I find a new word, I go, nice, I'll use that word.
But also it takes like a lot of time and
but this
to
is
change people's, like, you want to change a culture's language?
Well, this is when they get really
it's
into
not about
it.
Just like updating dictionary.com. And you're like, that's it.
Well, how does a word get into like the lexicon, right?
It's like, yeah.
Like, how
it's
does
like
everyone
a meme.
Start? It's a meme, exactly.
It is literally a meme.
So you basically are saying, remember that thing that's going, that went viral? Because
mm-hmm.
How does the term gets into language is it goes viral?
Yeah, you'd be like, forget that.
It's what the industry does with like movies and all that stuff, and it's what the industry does with comedy and music and everything. They go, know that song that's going viral? You watch this instead.
Yeah, exactly.
So they want to do that with language, like the things that caught on because they're catchy or whatever, or they perfectly summarize what you're trying to say, right? But this is when they get wild. They go, brainstorm, blindsided, and blind spot. They
brainstorm
like
was the one where I go, that's insane.
Yeah. And they said, the prefix blind is often used in metaphorical terms like blindsided, blind spot, and the blind leading the blind to describe the limitation of sight. So I can see that being offensive to people who can't see, says Julie Cashman. Cashman. Cashman's how good is Cashman as a name for a diversity trainer?
The best you know is
the name's Cashman.
With the brainstorm one is so they said that the person, Julie Cashman, a member of the disability community, so because you know, like, she probably, this woman just had like a word limit. They go, okay, saying the thing, it's got to be 1,000 words, right?
Okay.
Like, you get the word limit. So then she's like, okay, I got like the easy ones, spook, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, brainstorm. And then she has to call someone who's like a disability advocate and be like, who has yeah. a brain injury, and just say like, hey, what do you think about brainstorm? And
she had
like,
to call so
she's
many.
Like, what? Do you like the word brainstorm? She's like, what?
Can I get you on record being offended by the word brainstorm?
Brainstorm? And I go, yeah, my head hurts. And she goes, I'll put you down as a yes.
I'll put you down as offended.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pop you in the article as
by
offended.
The way, I love this. I didn't even pick this up until I'm reading it right now, but just this line that she said, Julie Cashman.
Cashman.
About blind spot, where she goes, I can see that being offensive to people who can't see. Wow. Must be nice, Julie.
Yeah, must be nice.
Must be fucking
Julie.
Nice that you could see, huh? It must be nice that you could see. I mean, literally,
Fuck you.
That is the same level of offense. That sentence.
I know. Yeah, you can
as
see.
Blindside. You go, oh, you can see that that's offensive? Oh, it must be nice.
Well, it's kind of that idea.
Some people can't see, Julie.
That that's the same as when they're, when they do the, yeah, you go, let's do a brainstorm here. And they go, well, it must be nice to just have a working brain. Oh, wow.
We work at a bank. We have work to do.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing with all of it. It's like some jobs aren't for some people. Like if you hire a roofer and he shows up in a wheelchair, you go, I don't know, if there must be a miscommunication here. And he goes, no, just get me up there and we'll be good.
Just, you got a pulley or how are we going to get me up there?
If you can get me up on that roof, we'll be good. You know what I mean?
He goes, yeah, once you get me up, can you just lock my wheels? Otherwise, it's going to be...
I've been talking about this a bit on stage, but there's the all-girl moving company. So I was saying, AKA a terrible moving company. It was like, has anyone ever been moving with their chick and being like, you should start a company doing this? You're nailing it so much.
Yeah, once the tears start flowing, like inevitably, when she gets so frustrated with moving that she starts crying, you go, you know what you should do?
You should start
this professionally.
Yeah. And I was saying that, well, if... that's not sexist because they're worse at it. I go, if it's an all gay moving company or an all Mexican moving company, you had like a problem with it. That would be a bit weird. But to be honest, if I'm going to hire an all girl moving company, it better also be an all gay moving company.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. You want them all in overalls.
Yeah.
All of them in overalls.
They're straight from soft. They have softball, so they want to get it done quicker.
Yeah. Totally.
But yeah. Brainstorm.
Big beefy arms.
So if you go, hey, do you guys want to do a quick brainstorm here? And they go, wow, some of us don't have fucking working brains. And you go, okay, well, let me know which ones because I don't want them involved in the brainstorm.
Yeah, because we're going to have to fire you. You can't work here.
Yeah, I guess if you're not capable of doing the brainstorm, we'll probably have to fire you too. So it would be good to identify
like, imagine
which.
You're like at an engineering firm, you're like building a bridge. And you go, let's brainstorm how we can make this bridge stronger. And someone goes, some of us don't have working brains. You go, people are going to die.
Some of us don't have working brains, Danny. Yeah, the women. When you say brainstorm, it's offensive to the women that work there. We can't just use our brains, Danny. You ever heard of
it? I want to know what this chick left
you
on
ever
the chopping
heard of emotional
block?
Intelligence?
On the chopping block floor.
What got left out on the chopping floor? So yeah, the last one they said it was dumb and lame. They don't like, and that's offensive to women.
The gypsy one is one of the few ones where I go, yeah, like, I remember I was probably in elementary school and everybody
they've
would
been
say,
trying to get rid of gypsy for a while. Yeah,
for gypped. And you go, and then someone was like, you know, gypped came from gypsy. And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then again, if you meet anybody who's had really any encounter with gypsies, you go, yeah, that's about right.
Well, especially at that time, I guess, right?
No,
when they're like pickpockets or whatever.
Oh, dude, all over fucking Italy and stuff and like Europe, they're like, yeah, they're literally like people are like if you go to Europe, people are like, yeah, watch out for gypsies.
I dated a girl that was gypsy and she was nuts.
Yeah. Dude, they're like, you know, Django Reinhardt?
What?
Django Reinhardt, the jazz.
No.
You've never heard of him? Oh, he's sick. There's a movie I heard about him. He's a super famous jazz musician from like the 30s or something. There's a movie, Sweet and Lowdown, and it's with Sean Penn. It's about him. But so Django Reinhardt was like one of the best jazz guitar players of all time. He had this like super like deformed hand, and he was like a gypsy, and they live in like, these like trailers, and he couldn't. They have like they're kind of prideful about not having education. Like they're all just like kind of like they're very like street smart. And they're like very like we don't. And he couldn't like, and it's common. He's like he couldn't sign his own name. Like he's just like straight up can't. And they're just like, yeah, we get by fine.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Well, yeah, musician's a good thing. But if you are going to be a musician, beware. You're not supposed to say tone deaf anymore. They said, no, it's used to describe someone who's not able to distinguish musical pitch. It can also be insensitive to someone who's deaf. Well, the good news is they can't hear it. So,
I mean, honestly, this woman
Cashman has something to say about that.
Constantly is calling people tone deaf, though. That's like the lefty.
Oh,
that's such a lefty move.
I can't use their own thing. Imagine they got rid of their like problematic is problematic.
Yeah,
problematic. You're right because they do all say tone deaf.
Yeah, they go that's pretty tone deaf, and you go and then
that'd be so good. Cashman's so good at her job that she just can't speak anymore. That's like a bizarro world where all these people were so good at their work that the only thing you're allowed to use is constant, like fucking and the like connector words.
I mean, this chick's gonna ban problematic, and the moment she does that, it's just like a fucking
she
black
puts herself out
a
of a
white
job.
Hole opens up and just sucks her in.
Cashman suggests that descriptors like musically disinclined instead of insensitive or other suggestions. So she says that instead of tone deaf, you go, that guy is fucking...
And this isn't, we're not even talking about
should that guy be the singer in the
person.
Band? Nah, he's a little bit musically disinclined. They like that instead
but
of
we're not
deaf.
Even talking about like a person who's disabled. They just lack a gift.
Or even online, yeah, someone says something, you go, that's a little bit musically disinclined.
But also you're like, if you call someone tone deaf, who's literally tone deaf,
mm-hmm.
but they're not deaf.
No, they're not deaf.
Tone deaf is just like, you're not...
Gift, it is a real thing,
you're not
yeah.
gifted musically.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of people don't have gifts. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's a crazy to be like, I mean, again, this
I'll
is...
I'll tell
like,
you who does have gifts are fucking gumas. Oh, hey, yeah, oh, wow. Keep your mouth shut, eh? She goes, so anyways, that's back to the original thing. She says not all about being PC. And then she says crippled and lame are the other ones that they don't like. But that lame was always, the lame and crippled was the best one because they go, it sort of gives you the impression that like, you know, having no arms is somehow worse than having arms. And you're like, yeah, it's objectively worse.
Yeah. Also, lame has not been used to refer to disabled or like whatever people for 50 years.
Well, they say some people just think of lame as a cool slang, you know, and they think the cool guy is just saying lame, right? And they go around. But I don't think they really understand what it means. They just think it's some cool term. But for me, when I hear that, I definitely know what it means. So that'd be tough to just be in the know like that, just walk around tormented and no one even knows,
but
right?
But like, there's maybe a handful of people left on Earth in like, who are disabled, who are so old.
Oh, I'm lame, yeah. My son's a little lame.
Who are so old where they go, someone, they hear lame and they're like... Like, I've been hearing that my whole life.
Right. Or no, I've never been heard lame of that.
No,
in a
nobody,
wheelchair.
Nobody in a wheelchair is like, here's lame who's in any age under, I don't know, 70.
Well, and their last one that we'll talk about is crippled. And they go, it's more of a verb, but they go, what they said is, I've even seen this word used in the Bible. So the Bible's some problematic language. Yeah, cancel the Bible.
Don't even get me started on what the Bible says about fucking gay marriage.
They want you to use the word disability or mobility issue. So do you think that I would, do you think that would work if I say that Danny's stock advice mobility issued me financially?
Mobility issued. I've been mobility issued.
Listen to Danny's fucking trade advice on Mudzu's fucking mobility issued me. So, anyways, this is what these people are up to.
I would honestly love to be a fly on the wall on this girl, assuming she is a girl.
You'd be a fat ass fly.
Ryan, that's on the list. Ooh, it's on the list. You can't say that.
Okay.
Can't say that. It's on the list. But I would love to just be around her friends and like just see what kind of conversations they have.
Oh my God.
Because they do like first world problem. Like that's, I guarantee they're using stuff like that.
I guarantee.
Like a first world problem.
Well, we got a lot more to talk about on the Patreon this week. If you want to check it out, patreon.com/theboyscast. Thank
only
you
for the high value males.
High value males over on the Patreon.
People loving the high value males.
Peace.